I get sick now a lot more than I used to as well, partly because I'm older. Also because I've got kids now. I've got two boys, 5 and 4, and they, you know, they bring a lot of joy into the house, but also a lot of disease. Go, run, play, catch something, come back, give it to me and your mother, yeah. And as well as making me physically ill, they also get me into arguments, which I don't need them to do. I am more than capable of doing that myself, thank you very much, because I'm a highly strong and easily irritated individual. I don't know if that's coming across, but yeah, no, I'm a very argumentative person, and little things will annoy me, and some of it fuels my comedy, and some of it's just a pain in the arse for me to, you know, have people around me in everyday life. Little things annoy me, as is obvious. The misuse of the English language, that's something that's always, always annoyed me. And you know what great place now to hear the English language utterly disrespected is an airport. They do not care anymore. When did they change the definition of boarding from getting on a plane to being herded into a room near a plane? Nobody consulted us on that, did they? No. I've been in an airport and I've shown my boarding card to somebody, they've handed it back to me, and I've been ushered into an ever more crowded space, and I'm looking at the plane we're about to get on, and I've overheard a member of staff say, "That's boarding complete." Nobody is on the plane. No, nobody. Like, I would go so far as to say boarding has not yet commenced. How can we trust you with concepts like altitude? Right? It's too serious. You can't just go changing the meanings of words. This is too important. You go, oh no, this isn't a crash. This is what we call landing now. You can't do that. And it's not just when they change the meanings of words. It's also when they try and sound fancy and end up just sounding a bit stupid. I remember recently I was at Stansted Airport and me and my wife were flying off somewhere. Obviously, I didn't just go to Stansted Airport so I can get wound up for a bit. Darling, my blood pressure feels very low at the moment. Can we just go to Stansted for a few hours so I can get really annoyed by something other people would find quite trivial? And we're sitting, we're waiting to board our flight, which at Stansted Airport means sitting at the bottom of some steps for 20 minutes. 25 if you purchase speedy boarding. And a Ryanair operative kept making an announcement for another flight, which kept using this phrase. And this is where the division is between people who just go, oh, with you, and people who go, oh, you're just being a prick now. But this is the phrase she kept coming out with. She kept saying, please come to gate 9, where your flight is awaiting to depart. And as soon as she said it, my wife went, leave it. I know him so well. Please come to gate 9. Your flight is waiting to depart. Do not ruin another trip. I'm serious. Because she knows what I'm like. She knows I wanted to go down to gate 9 and go, this flight is not awaiting to depart. I have an announcement also. This flight is not awaiting to depart. It is either awaiting departure or it is waiting to depart. Nothing is awaiting to depart unless it's a fucking country and western singer.